So what's your name and why have you come today?
Peggy Morris, and I've come especially for the massage. But I do come here, I do come to the centre.
What brought you here today? What was the massage good?
I haven't had it done
yet. Oh, you haven't had it done yet, have you? No.
I hope it's going to be good.
And so are you a carer yourself?
I was up to a couple of months ago.
Mm. And who are you caring for?
My husband.
Mm. And so what kind of services have you used locally when you've been a carer?
Well, not a lot to start with. We were to and fro the hospital a lot and that sort of thing. But it was difficult to find out from the council one person or who should help or who could help, rather. Could, not sure. And I did find that difficult, but it was sorted eventually. But it's at that time when that's when you need help. Mental help, you know, to find out what there is and what you can do yourself or what you can get yourself. You know, you don't always want to find out about other people doing it for you, if you know what I mean. Mm.
Yeah. And who did you go to first? Who sort of gave you the information you needed?
I can't quite remember. I probably had a letter through the post or something. It was a very difficult time then, and really not knowing what to do or who to go to. But I think if I'd come here or to contact, they were very helpful at odd times, contact. But
so what did contact help you to do?
Well, my husband, this was before he taken seriously ill, he was found wandering up here looking for me. He thought I was in the library. And I don't know whether he came into here, but somebody helped him and they took him back down to contact in the basement. And I think they phoned the doctor. And then, the main problem was my husband couldn't speak because he was a laryngectomy. So that didn't help, you know, with the problems. And then they phoned the police and the police tried to contact me, and unfortunately that day I wasn't in this library, I was in the Croydon one. I just decided I'll go to Croydon one because I always told him where I went, but you see, I just said library. Anyway, got back to contact, and yes, they called the police, and the police eventually got me on my phone, and I was in Croydon in the library. And so I said, well, I'll come get the first bus and come back. So they said, oh no, don't do that, we'll come down and fetch you. And they came down and they took me from the library and brought me back up here. And then we sorted things out, you know, and then they wanted to take us home, but I said no, I didn't want a police car. You know, I could get the cab because he was able to walk, mainly, you know, slowly. So that's how I got in touch with contact. But contact also helped me, they changed a light bulb for me. And one or two other little jobs they do for people, you know.
So there's some practical support there as well.
Yes. Mm. And also somebody to talk to. Now, I don't know about the council if I've gone there, but I wasn't in a fit state to go. But if I had gone there, whether I could have seen anybody.
So do you think sort of that face-to-face contact or having somebody that you can speak
to? Well, if there was somebody that could give you the general information, you know, what can I do, what I'm entitled to, I got these letters from, I think it was Samson somebody. And of course, if there's just you and someone that's ill and can't understand anyway, you need somebody to talk to about it. I did phone several times, but never got any satisfaction. And then, of course, with the council, well, everywhere, it's press button one if you want so-and-so, press button two, so-and-so. And, I mean, you get so bewildered if you're not mentally competent. Time it gets to five, you don't know which number you want anyway, you know. Just wanted a sort of central information place somehow. Or if maybe you've got one and I missed it, you know. But that was the hardest part, getting information and understanding it. And then the council would pass you from one to another. And then you still didn't get a result. In fact, the last thing I think, which was very incompetent of them, they knew my husband was in a nursing home in December, and yet they sent me a little invoice that I owed the council £12 something for care for James in December. So I rang the lady, whichever department that was, and I said to her, no, I can't owe you anything because he's in a nursing home and it's all recorded. So she said, oh, all right, I'll pass it on to the relative authority. So she's supposed to have passed it on. About a few weeks later, I got another letter saying, this is still outstanding, will you, you know, pay it? So I rang that department. I thought, well, that's it. 2 or 3 weeks later, we had a letter from the, I think it was the bailiff's department, with, in red, you know, saying you owe this money and we should take something to get it back. And so by then I was so bewildered. So I've got a very good friend. So when he came, I said, look at this, you know, I don't know what to do now. So he said, well, I'll take it and I'll settle it. Well, he took it. Of course, he knew what to say. And he's a businessman, you know, so he knows just what is what. And eventually he got it cancelled. I mean, that was all worry I didn't want. Three letters like that, when I'd already phoned after the first one. And if someone's in a nursing home, well, that's pretty obvious, isn't it? You know, or they could have checked. If they said which nursing home, I'd have told them. But it all added to it, you know, as well as knowing your husband was sort of going to pass away any minute, almost. So wasn't very happy with the services of the council. The district nurses were helpful to start with, but of course they're so overworked that they couldn't always make it on time and things. So, but I did have private. I had a nursing care assistant. She still comes now to help me because I'm a bit restricted in my movement. I mean, I was quite happy to pay. It's knowing who and who's coming to your house. I mean, you've got to have one that's authorised by an authority, haven't you? You can't just go and sort of advertise or that.
And did you say so, you've met Donna before, haven't you?
Yes. I went in the carers once. Yes. Yeah. I think I wanted some information, I think, and I thought, well, I get off the tram there. You can get off the tram and go straight in. And they were very nice in there. Yeah. And so, but that was more helping me. You see, my husband wanted the attention. So,
And did you find, were they able to help you, though, in some way when you went into the care centre?
Oh, yes, she was very nice, yes, very nice. And I went to a couple of their little tea parties they have, but I was a bit restricted in the last, 6 months, say, as to going out, but I did manage to go twice, and they were all very nice and all very friendly. And when you go, you feel, I haven't got a problem. There's all these, several people. They've got children with Asperger's or, you know, mental problems. And it makes you realise that you're lucky to be at the other end of the scale, you know, really. Because I think that's very difficult. dealing with children,